Hey, CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 10. C.S. Lewis says, "A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you're looking down, you cannot see something that is above you." Love is the universal language that the entire world speaks. Every human being, no matter who they are, where they were born, or what they believe, needs to love and be loved. Pride is the universal enemy of love. Every human, no matter who they are, where they were born, or what they believe, to varying degrees has pride within them. In the relationship between pride and love, pride is like rust corroding metal. It's like termites eating through wood, and it's like cancer spreading through the body. Pride is the spiritual cancer that spreads through all of our relationships and creates a wall of separation. Pride is a prison that keeps us locked in and others locked out. Since the beginning of time, pride has been the main culprit that has adversely impacted every nation, family, and relationship. And sadly, even our relationship with God. Let's read Psalms chapter 10, verse 4. "In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all of his thoughts, there is no room for God." Pride causes a person to be full of themselves and leaves no room for anyone else, including God. God says, "Apologize," and pride says, "When he, she, or they apologize." God says, "Serve." Pride says, "I'm too busy to serve." God says, "Give," but pride says, "I want." The invitation to follow Jesus is an invitation to unfollow pride. An invitation to follow Jesus is an invitation to have the same attitude of humility that Jesus had. Humility says, "I'm sorry," even when I'm only partially wrong. Humility says, "How can I serve?" And humility says, "What can I give?" Think about it. Pride limits your relationships. Pride prioritizes you and deprioritizes everyone else. When you're full of yourself, full of your highs and lows, there's no room for others, no room for your loved ones, and not even room for God. In contrast, humility kills pride and sets you free to express kindness, grace, and love, the elements that fuel and grow your relationships to their maximum potential. Let's pray. Dear God, please forgive me today. Forgive me for my sins and my shortcomings, and please forgive me if I have put self above you and others. I don't want to be full of pride. I desire the same attitude that Jesus had, an attitude of humility. I pray that my thoughts and desires would be towards you and your will. Dear God, I am asking you today, what can I give? How can I serve? How can I be a blessing to others? Help me to focus more on your kingdom, your agenda, and help me to put self to the side in order to make room for others. I want to be a follower of Jesus. I want to prioritize him in my life, and I want my relationships to flourish and grow, and so I need your help today in order to grow in humility and decrease in my pride. Thank you for helping me today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, and thank you for Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.